Welcome to Locked On Wizards Podcast. It's your host, The Real Ed Oliver, and today we're doing a mailbag episode. And Bobby Marks named the Washington Wizards as a wild card to trade for Kevin Durant. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Wizards Podcast. It's your host, The Real Ed Oliver. I just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Arcade 1UP. Locked On Wizards is partnering with Arcade 1UP to give away three free NBA Jam Shaq machines. That's right, three. These are the guys known for making the incredible retro three-quarter scale at-home arcade games like Pac-Man, Golden Tee, and many more. Enter to win on rk1up.com/lockedon. That's rk1up.com/lockedon for your chance to win one. All right, so today I'm gonna answer about three mailbag questions. I just want to say I hope everybody had a good weekend and enjoyed their holiday and stayed safe. I know a lot of people were lighting up fireworks and had a good time for sure, but I just hope everybody stayed safe. We're gonna talk about Kevin Durant. I know there's a snowball's chance. It's basically a pipe dream. You just never know what can happen. But Bobby Marks from ESPN was on ESPN with Scott Van Pelt, and he named the Wizards as a wild card. I'm just gonna talk about some quotes from that interview and what Bobby Marks said, and kind of power rank the other teams that the Wizards would have to compete with, and how much of a chance would the Wizards land Kevin? Is there a chance for the Wizards to land a Kevin Durant or land Kevin Durant, and who would they have to give up and trade? Something like that, and then three mailbag questions. So I do want to get to that, but Kevin Durant. So this is what Bobby Marks from ESPN said. He said, the Wizards just signed Bradley Beal. They're going all in right now. I just don't know if you have enough. You just drafted Johnny Davis. You could do pick swaps, give up Kristaps Porzingis, Johnny Davis. You can trade your young players. He does know that they owe the Knicks their pick. The 2023 pick is a lottery protected pick. So, of course, if we don't make the playoffs, we keep our pick. But if we make the playoffs, the Knicks get that first round pick. It was traded in the Russell Westbrook, John Wall trade with the Rockets. Then the Thunder got the pick. You know, the Thunder are just loading up on picks for the next 10 years. And then they traded with the Knicks on draft night last week. So the Knicks own the rights to that pick. But like I said, it's lottery protected. So if we make the playoffs, we don't have it. If we don't, then the Knicks have the pick. So he said you can trade everyone on this roster except for Bradley Beal. Scott Van Pelt is from DC himself. He's from Maryland. He went to Maryland University. You always see him at the Terps basketball games or the football games. So he said, don't do this to me. We've seen this before. The whole hashtag KD to DC hashtag, hiring Scott Brooks, who had ties with Kevin Durant, hiring Coach Atkins, who was a trainer of Kevin Durant when Kevin Durant was in high school. We hired him on the staff. I don't know if that was a hiring just to lure Kevin Durant to D.C., building the practice facility in Southeast D.C. I'm not 100% sure if that was a move to lure Kevin Durant to D.C. as well. But obviously the Wizards did things that they really felt like they had a strong chance at bringing Kevin Durant back home. Kevin Durant, clearly he just doesn't want to come back home to D.C. From Maryland, but he was born in Texas. I mean, you can kind of tell he went to Texas University, chose not to go to Maryland, chose not to go to Georgetown, didn't go to any local college. So I don't see him going, not just because he didn't come to a local college, but there was some things in a documentary that I saw. I just can't remember what Kevin Durant was quoted to say, but he did say something like he just did not want to come and play in D.C. And there's a lot of pressure coming back and playing at home. We've seen a lot of guys play at home, come back home, LeBron going to Cleveland. A lot of guys playing at home. Kawhi Leonard is from California. He's playing at home. So we've seen players go back home, but it can be a lot of pressure. So, but Kevin Durant, I think if he came to DC, I think it would be perfect for him playing with Bradley Beal. I do think this would be a good challenge for him where he's not seeing his team hopping. As we see immediately, the reports came out that the teams that he's interested in being traded to as he requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets were two number one seeds, the Phoenix Suns, the number one seed last year in the West that just went to the NBA Finals the year before, and then the Miami Heat, who went to the Finals in 2020 and was a missed three-pointer away from making it to the NBA Finals again with Jimmy Butler. So it just seems like Kevin Durant just takes the easy route and Team Hops going to the Warriors, who were 73-9 before you had the best record in the NBA the previous year, made it to the finals and won a finals before he even came there, and just won a finals without you again. It just seems like every time Kevin Durant leaves a team, he's leaving to go to the best situation possible or the easiest route. Now, the Brooklyn Nets, that was actually a route where, hey, he's going to do it himself. He's going to be the best player on the team by far. It's going to be him and Kyrie, and they teamed up with James Harden too. So that was a super team as well. He got DeAndre Jordan there. He got DeAndre Jordan to start. He got the coach that he wanted in Steve Nash. So Brooklyn catered to Kyrie, James Harden, Kevin Durant. They did everything they could to make these guys happen. It just didn't work out. Injuries happen. They got swept in the first round by the Boston Celtics, which was very surprising for me. So, but Kevin Durant to DC, I give it a snowball chance. I give it about 1% chance of happening. Now, there was a report from Shams saying that the Nets are moving forward as far as if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving will be on the team next year. Kevin Durant's under contract for until 2026. So it's not like Anthony Davis when he forced a trade to the Lakers and Anthony Davis had about 1 year left on his deal. Kevin Durant still has a couple of years left on his deal. 2024, he's going to make this upcoming season, he's going to make $42 million. 2024, he's going to make $46 million. 2025, the 2025 season, he's going to make $49 million. And the 2026 season, he's going to make $53 million. So would I trade for Kevin Durant? Yes, sure. I would trade everybody except for Bradley Beal, because that's the only way you're going to compete if you keep Bradley Beal. You're going to have to put Porzingis in the deal. You're probably going to have to put Kuzma in the deal, Johnny Davis picks, pick swaps, basically what Bobby Marks said, to bring in a generational top 75, top 15 player, top 20 player of all time in Kevin Durant, a guy who's 6'11", 7 feet tall, that can shoot threes, dribble a ball like a point guard, can cross over, in and out, step back, any move you name it, shoot over you, mid-range game, turnaround, jumpers, all kinds of different bevy of three-level scoring moves. Kevin Durant is capable of doing it and can put a team, and he can be a number one on a championship roster. Yes, he has team hopped from basically throughout his career and joining super teams, which is disappointing seeing Kevin Durant. I do want to see him win a ring as a number one on a team, not just with a Steph Curry and Draymond and Clay and Iguodala and all these other guys around. I do want to see him be an alpha dog and be a leader and be a number one guy on a roster. I think that would be perfect in DC. It would be very hard for him to do that, just him and Bradley Beal and then a bunch of guys around him on, you know, minimum deals and mid-level exception contracts or, you know, minimum deals. But it would, even if Kevin Durant got the Wizards past the second round, which is something the Wizards haven't done as a franchise since 1979, I think that's a huge accomplishment for the Wizards. And I think the city of DC would certainly appreciate that. So the only thing is just, you know, Kevin Durant, when he's not happy and he ends up losing, he requests a trade. So I do want to go over a small trade package. I'm not going to do too much of a trade machine type thing, but I do want to just bring up a trade package and then also power rank the teams that probably have better chances realistically of acquiring Kevin Durant. But before we do get to that, this episode is brought to you by Arcade 1UP. Boom shakalaka. We have big news. The one, the only NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back, but they made it bigger than ever with a, wait for it, Shaq Edition machine. People are obsessed with NBA Jam, and I'm thrilled to tell our listeners that you can once again play hoops with NBA legends in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court and set the ball on fire in one of the first sports games ever to feature real and digitized NBA-licensed teams. No fouls, no free throws, and no quarters required. Compete with friends and family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from arcade1up.com. That's the arcade, the number one up.com. For an estimated early September ship date, Arcade 1UP is the place for fun. They've got even more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at just $399. Check this out. They are giving away a NBA Jam Shaq Edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade1up.com/lockedon. You've got till July 8th to enter to win NBA Jam Shaq Edition, to win a NBA Jam Shaq Edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. Who are you going to play with? All right. So I do want to power rank the teams that realistically have a chance to acquire Kevin Durant. You look at the Suns that he listed as a team that he wants to go to. They could give up DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges. They could trade guys like that. The Raptors, they have Scottie Barnes, Pascal Siakam. Are they willing to give up those guys, you know, young, talented guys who are all-star. Who Scotty Barnes was the rookie of the year, so he could potentially easily make an all-star game before his career is over. Pascal Siakam, an all-star. So they have a couple of guys that they could definitely package up. Gary Trent Jr. as well. So their trade package would probably be more appealing than the Wizards, to be honest. Same thing with the Suns, the Miami Heat. He said that he wants to play with Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler. If he goes to that team, he said he prefer to play with all those guys. So it's kind of like you want them to keep all those guys on the roster and play with them is kind of not realistic. But Bam Adebayo, he cannot be traded at the moment because he just signed an extension. The Sixers, they have Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, and picks. So that would probably that might be more appealing than what the Wizards package would be of Porzingis, Kuzma, and Johnny Davis and picks. The Pelicans have Brandon Ingram. You know, they could trade Brandon Ingram, who's a budding all-star, just made his first all-star game. A lot of people compare him to Kevin Durant. So those are just some names to some teams to fire off or to look at that probably rank higher in having assets more appealing to the Wizards. The Wizards could throw the kitchen sink, you know. This is just hypothetical, you know, Kuz, Rui, Denny, Johnny Davis, and Kristaps Porzingis. You know, Kristaps is making about $30 million per year, so you got to throw some contracts in there, 30. And Kuz should match the salaries for Kevin Durant coming up in 2023, so you could do Porzingis and Kuz and just a bunch of picks. They're looking for an all-star in return and draft picks, as they should, as they should. They should play hardball with this. And it could take this could happen later, way later than what we think. This could drag on maybe until the end of the summer. I think Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets and the general manager, they should take their time and play hardball with this. You're dealing with Kevin Durant, who is arguably the best player in the NBA. It's between him, Giannis, and LeBron James at the moment. I think at times Kevin Durant can be the best player in the NBA for sure. So the Wizards, do they have a chance? I say a 0% chance. I just don't think Kevin Durant wants to come back home. And you remember, he didn't even have a meeting with the Wizards. He didn't even sit down and have a phone call with the Wizards. That's how much he really thought about meeting with the Wizards and coming to the Washington Wizards. So, if that doesn't tell you something, then there's no reason to get your hopes up for #KD to DC. So he's not coming back home, but that team, the Wizards, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, that would be a really talented, dynamic, offensive, talented duo. I think their ceiling for that team would probably be a third seed in the East. You just saw what happened with Kevin Durant, Kyrie. You saw how far they went. So you still would need more. You still would need more. They would definitely make the playoffs for sure. I would say fourth. The ceiling would be a third seed. They were the seventh seed with Kyrie. Granted, Kyrie was out a lot of games. So I would say they would be a three seed for me. I think the Bucks would still be better. The Celtics slightly better with bringing in Malcolm Brogdon and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown coming back. So they would, and their chemistry together, they would be a better team on paper than the Washington Wizards, depending on who the Wizards add after bringing in Kevin Durant. So yeah, we just got our hypothetical pipe dreams out of the way there. Just had to talk about that, you know, it's talk of the town with Kevin Durant, Bobby Marks, bring that up. So, I do want to wrap up with a mailbag question, and I do kind of want to talk about some remaining free agents. The Wizards are very close to the luxury tax at the moment, which is unfortunate with, you know, the roster they have, which is not really a championship competitive roster. The fact that they're near the luxury tax is very underwhelming, but they do have one roster spot open. They could add a guy with a minimum deal. It could be Chris Dunn, who's going to be on the summer league roster. So I do want to talk about some options, some guys that, hey, maybe they could add this guy on a veteran minimum deal to get the roster up to 50. They have 14 guys on the roster at the moment. You know, maybe they do sign a guy in free agency. So before we do get to that, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so this question here looks like I'm only gonna be able to get to one question today, and then tomorrow, if I am still available for the rest of this week. I do want to get somebody on from the Locked On Nuggets podcast just to break down Will Barton's game and Monte Morris' game, how they fit on the roster. I've just seen a lot of people debating on who's going to start at the three spot. Is Will Barton going to start? And just get a gauge on Monte Morris. I know a lot of people didn't really get to watch the Nuggets because they're on the West Coast. They usually play at 9 o'clock p.m., 10 o'clock Eastern time, and they play, you know, usually on the same night as the Washington Wizards. So, but this one, let's see here. So what is the floor and ceiling? This is from my guy Brandon Scott here. His username on Twitter, if you do want to give him a follow here, is DASCOTTZ041813. He says, what is the Wizards ceiling and floor? So this is a good question. A lot of people have been debating about this on social media. This is a good question here. You know, their floor, I will say this. I think they could end up in the same spot they were last year, the 12th seed of the Eastern Conference, 35-47. I could certainly see that happening. Unfortunately, if injuries occur, you know, it's an unfortunate part of the game. Knock on wood. I hate to bring that up, but they could definitely be the 11th or 12th seed again and miss the play-in. I could certainly see that. They do have another logjam. Wes Unseld Jr., can he command a locker room? Can he police a locker room? Can he be a leader of men and a voice of the locker room and get these guys to buy in defensively? Those are question marks right there. Bradley Beal had a rough year shooting the ball. I think he'll shoot better, but he had a rough year last year. Can he bounce back and be better in the clutch? Can he knock down free throws in the clutch? And can he not turn the ball over in the clutch? There's going to be a lot of close games. The Wizards were good in close games last year. And then after that 10-3 start, they just tailed off. There weren't a lot of close games. They were getting blown out. They couldn't defend. And then, you know, people were complaining about touches. I think we have a different culture of guys. Tommy Shepard wanted to bring in a lot of culture guys this year. I think we have a different nucleus of guys here and guys that Wes is familiar with, guys that are going to buy into the offensive system. You do have a Chris Porzingis. So you did raise the talent level. You have two all-star capable players where last year was a lot of guys who were rotational guys who were maybe sixth or seventh men or championship contenders, all fighting for minutes, all fighting for shots. You still have a long jam at the four. I know this is a long answer. You still have a long jam at the four. Don't really have a three, which is fine. You know, it's positionless basketball, but they definitely have to get the chemistry going. Rui coming in at the middle of the year, Thomas Bryant coming in at the middle of the year. So you luckily, or, you know, everything stays right, you should have Rui to start off the season. I think that's going to be a big help. You know, not him coming in the middle of the season, trying to get in shape. Thomas Bryant coming in the middle season. So Gafford, Porzingis, it all really predicates and is going to be based on Kristaps Porzingis' health. He is going to be the guy that can possibly raise the floor. He will be the best big man that Bradley Beal has played with. Bradley Beal said that he's played with Gortat, he's played with Nene, but both those guys couldn't shoot the three like Porzingis. They couldn't put the ball on the floor like Porzingis. Porzingis is a unicorn for a reason. So Bradley Beal has to bounce back. He has to bounce back to, if he's not at least getting 30 points a game, he has to at least get 28 points a game, 25, 26. Has to show up in the clutch. Has to be the deciding factor in games for sure. Rui, Denny, and Kispert, they have to make leaps. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of ifs that have to happen for the things to break right for the Wizards. I think their ceiling is a sixth seed right now. Looking at the Eastern Conference, I just don't think they're better than Miami. I don't think they're better than the Sixers. I don't think they're better than the Celtics. There's just teams that you can really point to. I got the Raptors above them as well. There's just teams that you can clearly point to that are better than them at the moment. Look at the Bulls. The Bulls made some moves. They got Goran Dragic on a minimum deal, who's going to be a good backup point guard. They added Andre Drummond, who's going to be a big, a solid backup center for them. Those moves don't wow you, and they brought back Zach LaVine. DeMar DeRozan played at an MVP level last year. So there's just teams that are clearly better than them at the moment. The Hawks upgraded with DeJounte Murray. Say what you want about that addition and the fit. It may be different and weird and clunky, but those guys can ball. DeJounte Murray can ball. He's an all-star, all-NBA caliber defender. And Trae Young is an elite three-level scorer point guard that can take over a game and can shoot the lights out. Still got Capella. John Collins, we don't know what they're going to do with them. Cleveland, I didn't even say them yet. That's eight, seven teams that I just named right there that on paper, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, who was an all-star. Garland was an all-star. Allen was an all-star. So the ifs for the Wizards, Bradley Beal stays healthy. He plays like he did in 2020, 2019, when he made All-NBA 2021. Goes back to his former self, the Bradley Beal that we're used to seeing. Kristaps Porzingis stays healthy, gives us at least 60 games, 60, 75 games. Gives us 75 games, gives us 20-10. Shoots about 35, 36% from the three. Monte Morris plays well, gives us about 15 points a game. shoots 38% from the three. I think Barton's a really good addition. We'll see if he comes off the bench or starts, but it really predicates on the young guys too. They got to step up and make at least one of the young three has to make a leap, a substantial leap, to push the Wizards, whether it's Rui, Denny, or Kispert, Gafford, a lot of ifs. Kuzma has to play like he did when he was playing in that second half of the year. A lot of guys step up, and they have to defend. They have to get better defensively. Barton and Monte Morris, I think Monte Morris will definitely help out defensively. They were both top 20 in real plus minus, defensive real plus minus. I know Barton is not the greatest defender in the world, but if he's just getting effort and buys into the system. So I think their floor is the 12th seed. I think they're not going to be any worse than, say, the Pacers, Detroit, and Orlando. I think they'll be better than the Knicks. And I think their ceiling really is the 6th seed. They really do have all-star power with Bradley Beal and Porzingis. Those are two legit bona fide all-stars. If things break right for them and they stay healthy, pick and roll, pick and pop with those guys. Kuzma plays at a similar level that he did last year, getting double-doubles, being clutch, being a solid defender, being a good teammate, being a good leader. I think the ceiling is the 6th seed. I would say 6th or 5th. They would make it to the first round, avoid the play-in, and the first round would be tough. I mean, you got to play the Bucks, Celtics, Miami, or the Sixers. Those are the best four teams in the Eastern Conference. Toronto's going to be tough too, and the Bulls are going to be tough too. The Eastern Conference is a good conference. And then Brooklyn, they're going to get somebody back in return. So I wouldn't count them out. Just because they're going to possibly trade Kevin Durant and Kyrie doesn't mean that they're going to be a bad team. They already said they don't want to bottom out. They don't want to tank. They actually still want to be competitive and get a star and be competitive. So I wouldn't count on the Nets either. So if it was the East from 2 years ago, then I would say the Wizards could easily be a 6th seed. I would say that easily, because the East just wasn't as good as it is now. The East is just a tough conference. It's not the old East that we're used to. So, but like I said, a lot of things have to break right. Defense, health, defense. And Bradley Beal has to play near to the contract. He has to play up to the contract and near to the contract. Last year, he did not. He said it himself. He has goals set up for himself, making all NBA, all defense, being an MVP before his career is over. I don't know if those things will ever happen as far as all defense and MVP for sure, but he's going to have to at least play it to that all-star, all NBA level that he did in 2021 and to the all-star level that he played back with John Wall in 2017 and 18 and 19. He has to get back to that. He cannot have another underwhelming season like he did last year. It just cannot happen. Him being our number one option, he has to step up. And all the scrutiny that's coming towards him because, you know, he got that contract. So he's going to have to play up to it. So good question from Brandon Scott. I only got to one question today, so I'm going to get to more questions tomorrow. If I'm available for the rest of the week, I'm going to try to get the Locked On Nuggets guys here to discuss and break down Monte Morris and Will Barton's game. So I just want to thank you guys for listening and making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA, your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. And tomorrow I'll talk more about the remaining free agents, because free agency looks like it's basically almost – I know TJ Warren just signed with the Brooklyn Nets, and I know that's a lot of Wizards fans on social media were talking about, let's bring in TJ Warren if he can be on a minimum deal. So I'll bring up some best remaining free agents tomorrow. I just want to thank you guys for listening. Hail to the Wizards. Peace.